I want to spend this segment on the broader convergence question. What happens when all four of these threads we've been discussing today actually come together? Uber's platform strategy, Renesas's open source hardware push, the AI cost efficiency curve, and the COO's 20-year prediction. If you believe all of them simultaneously, you get a picture of a transportation system that looks radically different from today's. But I think it's worth being precise about which of these claims we're most confident in, and then genuinely interrogating the weakest links.
Let me rank them by confidence level as I see it. The AI cost efficiency story, tenfold usage growth with stable spending, is the most near-term and verifiable claim. Uber reported it, we can track it quarter to quarter, and it's consistent with trends we're seeing across enterprise AI adoption more broadly. High confidence that this is real and directionally sustainable.
I'd agree. The Renesas AutoWare hardware integration story is also relatively high confidence, in the sense that the partnership exists, the demonstration is happening next week, and the technical merits of co-designed hardware and software are well established. The question isn't whether the collaboration is real, it is, but whether Arcar Gen 5 will actually become the dominant AV silicon in the way Renesas is positioning for. That's a competitive outcome, not a technical fact.
The Uber platform thesis that they become the preferred distribution layer for AV manufacturers, I'd call medium confidence. The logic is sound, the precedents from other platform markets are supportive, but there are real competitors pursuing full vertical integration, and the regulatory risk we discussed is genuinely uncertain. A single major antitrust action could restructure this market in ways that the BMO price target doesn't reflect.
And then there's the 20-year car ownership prediction from McDonald. This is the one I want to spend some time really interrogating, because it's also the claim that's doing the most work in the industry's public narrative right now. Everyone seems to be agreeing with the direction, if not the timeline, and I think that consensus deserves pushback.
So let's do the what if we're wrong exercise. The confident prediction on the table is this: autonomous vehicles will make personal car ownership economically irrational for a majority of Americans within 15 to 20 years, driving a fundamental restructuring of transportation, insurance, real estate, and manufacturing. What's the strongest case that this is wrong?
The strongest counterargument is probably cultural and geographic rather than technical. Car ownership in America is not primarily an economic optimization problem. It is a cultural artifact, a freedom technology, and in large portions of the country, a practical necessity that no urban-optimized AV fleet can substitute for. The Ford F-150 has been the best-selling vehicle in America for 44 consecutive years. The people buying F-150s are not doing so because they've done a rigorous cost-per-mile analysis and concluded it beats Uber. They're doing it because they haul things, because they live on land where a rideshare wait time would be 45 minutes, because the truck is part of their identity.
That's the cultural vector. The economic vector counterargument is that the total cost of ownership of a personal vehicle, even sitting parked 98% of the time, may actually be competitive with AV mobility for suburban and exurban families that make multiple daily trips in multiple directions simultaneously. The McDonald pitch works perfectly for a single urban professional who commutes in one direction once a day. It works much less well for a family of four with two parents running kids to three different activities, grocery shopping, and visiting aging parents in a suburb with no shared mobility density.
The third failure mode for this prediction is regulatory capture in reverse, not the companies capturing regulators, but the existing automotive and fuel ecosystem using political power to slow AV deployment. Internal combustion vehicle manufacturing supports millions of jobs in politically decisive states. Auto dealer associations have already successfully lobbied against direct sale models at the state level in multiple states. Organized labor in the trucking and taxi industries has real political leverage. The technological capability to displace personal car ownership may arrive well before the political permission to do so at scale.
So what's the signal to watch for? If we're wrong about the 15 to 20 year timeline, the early indicators will appear in specific data. Personal vehicle registration numbers in dense urban markets, New York, San Francisco, Boston, should show meaningful year-over-year decline by 2029 or 2030 if the AV substitution is happening at the pace implied. If those numbers are flat or still growing in 2030, it's strong evidence that the transition is slower than McDonald's framing suggests.
Additionally, watch the used car market. AV adoption at scale would create a sustained inventory surge in used vehicles as urban owners exit the market. If used car prices remain strong into 2030 and beyond, that's a market signal that the substitution is not materializing at the predicted pace. Conversely, a sharp and sustained decline in used vehicle prices in cities where AV coverage is most dense would be early evidence that the thesis is tracking.
The honest answer is that McDonald is probably right about the direction and probably optimistic about the pace, and both things can be true simultaneously. A 3-0 to 3-5-year timeline for the same transformation would be more consistent with how infrastructure-dependent technological transitions have historically unfolded. That's still a profound change. It's just not a change that today's 40-year-old driver needs to plan for in the next budget cycle.